Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your guide to conquering mental clutter and living a more intentional life. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting enough back? Like you're walking on eggshells, always trying to please everyone else while sacrificing your own needs? You know that feeling when your personal space feels invaded, your time is hijacked, and your energy is drained? Yeah, me too. That's the struggle of unhealthy boundaries, friends. Today, we're diving into how to build those walls of protection around your precious self-care. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house, take your stuff, and make themselves at home, right? So why do we sometimes let people do that with our time, energy, and emotions? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to build those healthy boundaries, starting with awareness. The first step is recognizing where you're currently lacking those crucial lines in the sand. Pay attention to situations where you feel resentful, drained, or even a little used. Notice the people who consistently overstep and the patterns that emerge. This self-reflection is like shining a light on those areas that need a little TLC. Next up, it's about communication. Clear, concise, and respectful communication is your superpower when it comes to setting boundaries. Don't leave things ambiguous. Instead of saying, "I'm kind of busy," try something like, "I've already committed to another project this week. Could we reschedule?" Be direct about what you're comfortable with and what you need. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. And speaking of self-preservation, prioritize your well-being. Your needs matter just as much as anyone else's. If someone wants to hang out when you really need some quiet time, that's okay. It's perfectly acceptable to say, "I'm not feeling up for socializing right now. I need some time alone to recharge." Don't feel pressured to overexplain or apologize for taking care of yourself. Now, let's talk enforcement. Setting boundaries is only half the battle. Actually, upholding them is the other half. This means saying no when necessary, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You might encounter resistance, but remember, true respect comes from acknowledging and honoring each other's limits. It's like a dance. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow, but both partners need to know the steps. Finally, be kind to yourself. Building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. You won't get it perfect overnight, and that's okay. There will be slip-ups, moments of doubt, and maybe even a few apologies along the way. The important thing is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep prioritizing your well-being. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people chatting and laughing. You find yourself feeling drained, overwhelmed, and wishing you were somewhere else. Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today. You excuse yourself politely, saying something like, "I've had a great time catching up with everyone, but I need to head out for some quiet time now." No guilt trips, no explanations, just a clear and respectful boundary. And guess what? You feel lighter, more in control, and genuinely happier. That's the power of boundaries. They give you back your space, your energy, and ultimately, your freedom. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Be aware of where you need to set those lines, communicate clearly and respectfully, prioritize your well-being, enforce those boundaries with confidence, and be kind to yourself along the way. You're worthy of respect. You deserve your space. And you have the power to create a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now go out there, build those walls, and reclaim your time. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback keeps me motivated and helps others find their way here. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.